Yes.
I know there are a few. Do you know
Hello.
Who it is?
Raise your hands.
It's Maybe you. Me. All right, yeah. Please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is, by the way, Maria Luca, and I'm a fellow of the OHCHR Minority Fellowship Program. I am Roma, and I'm committed to have a constructive dialogue on statelessness, a dialogue which is overdue. Statelessness, in the case of Roma, is older than me. In my life, I had the privilege of holding two citizenships, one from my mother country, Romania, and one from my adoptive country, Germany. A privilege which is in reality a fundamental right that far too many people continue to be denied. The lack of comprehensive data about the actual number of stateless Roma is in fact the first barrier in tackling this neglect. This is for two reasons. First, the historical fact of institutionalized racism against Roma, which has led not only to a distrust of state institutions, but also contributed to the repressed identity of Roma. Second, many Roma who are forced to live in ghettos and slums are not registered, have no documents or address. The rising number of slums, accumulated with forced evictions without housing alternatives, reinforced the persisting phenomenon of non-citizenship. Those who have citizenship continue to be deprived of their dignity and basic human rights despite the Roma inclusion programs. Based on this, I make the following recommendations. First, to tackle the non-citizen status of Roma in the European Union and Balkan countries by delivering comprehensive data on the number of stateless Roma, especially those who live in ghettos. Second, to tackle the structural discrimination against Roma, concretely by facilitating the registration process, providing Roma with legal support. Third, to ensure Roma representation in all aspects of life by creating the International Voluntary Fund. Thank you, Madam Chair.